My name's Johnny Joyce, and I'm 6 years old. And you know what I got in my room? A dragon and a sea serpent, and they're all in a big box. Daddy calls it television. It's terrific.
You know what I saw all in one day today? I saw Mickey Mantle hit a home run. I saw the Marciano-Patterson fight. I saw Charlie Chan, Sergeant Bilko, and Faye Emerson. I haven't done my homework, but I sure got an education.
I personally feel that television came of age with the great debates. We watch them at the Student Union, and to a man, we agree, Nixon blew it. We'll never see him again. My name is John Joyce. When I was a kid, we used to watch Flash Gordon and Captain Video. Now we're watching the real guys and the real moon. From Flash Gordon to Apollo 14, that's quite a trip. I can't believe I saw the whole thing.
Zenith presents a salute to television's 25th anniversary. Tonight, Judith Anderson, Russell Arnes, Jim Arness, Lucille Ball, Milton Berle, Sid Caesar, George Shakiris, Jimmy Durante, Dave Garraway, Lorne Green, Florence Henderson, Bob Hope, Snooky Lanson, Giselle McKenzie, Harry Reasoner, George C. Scott, Rod Serling, Dinah Shore, Smothers Brothers, Ed Sullivan, John Wayne, Eileen Wilson, Robert Young, and Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. All brought to you by Zenith, the standard of excellence in radio, in stereo, and in television. At Zenith, the quality goes in before the name goes on.
The American worker. Today, some people are saying that he just doesn't measure up, that he can't build products with the kind of careful workmanship his father's generation did. Today, some people say you have to go overseas to get quality like that. Well, to that kind of thinking, we politely answer, bunk. Every colored TV Zenith makes is built right here in the United States by Americans like these. As far as we're concerned, our own people here at home have proven that you can't do better than honest American craftsmanship. Measure up? We think the American worker more than measures up. It's Zenith people like these who've made it possible for us to say since 1927. At Zenith, the quality goes in before the name goes on.
Kazooty, Yogi Bear, Captain Kangaroo. show of shows. Benny's age and a rat his nose. Harry answering letters. Dinah's pants close. Gleason flapping his elbows. And away he goes.
Robert Young. What you've just seen was 25 years of television, compressed into 7 minutes of writing, choreographic, and electronic magic that only this amazing medium could produce. Incidentally, in case you weren't quite sure, the beautiful young lady who brought the number to life with her exciting performance really was the talented star of the Brady Bunch, Florence Henderson. Tonight we salute the 25th anniversary of commercial network television. This year, coincidentally, the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences is celebrating its silver anniversary. Since 1947, the first year a program was seen simultaneously in New York and far away Philadelphia, television and the Academy have made enormous strides. Oh, they both had their share of bumps and bruises and childhood ailments. But in times of crisis, I like to think they survive partly because of the advice of knowing fathers and compassionate doctors. Tonight, the Academy, an organization of nearly 7,000 professionals, is pleased to honor those persons, both on and off camera, and those programs whose acknowledged contributions have left an indelible stamp on the most dynamic means of communication in man's history. Painstaking care has been exercised in preparing the list of tonight's recipients. The Academy's criteria was based on such standards as impact, popularity, longevity, innovation, and substance. Tonight, the Academy will make personal presentations to as many recipients as time will allow. This recognition is being expressed in the form of a commemorative silver medallion, which the Academy presents with deep appreciation and heartfelt thanks. Television's potential was first realized when it started reporting such historical events as the momentous Berlin airlift, the courageous Israeli war, the first national political convention on television, and the Kefauver hearings, America's first look at the heads of organized crime.
Well, I wasn't the only one, sir.
I didn't ask you that. You're the only man I'm questioning now, sir. You're the one man I'm questioning now, and I'm asking Frank Costello if that is a true statement,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
All right.
And like the old soldier of that ballad, I now close my military career and just fade away.
If it were in my power to forgive you for your reckless cruelty, I would do so. I like to think I'm a gentleman, but your forgiveness will have to come from someone other than me.
And now a look at the lighter side.
You know, very often when I meet people, instead of just saying, hello, I like to say, well, howdy doody.
You know, I think I have some interesting questions to leave to the girls.
Well, they always have an amino act for the opening.
What?
Amino act.
Animal.
That's what it said. Amino act.
You'll see a hit or a miss.
In the beginning, when people would watch anything that flickered, the best-remembered stars of the 8-inch screen were the comedians. These were the beautiful, terrifying first days of live television. No tape, no retakes. What they did is what you got.
How's that look?
Well, I think it might be all right once the swelling goes down.
I don't know. Hello is such a little word for such a big feeling. I want to say hello to you with all the letters in the alphabet. That would be a hello.
Darling!
Hey, Pat, how are you? Jim, glad to see you. How are you?
Now, a lot of you may not recognize me tonight. You probably have a 10-inch set and I have a 12-inch head.
Oh, Jimmy, after all these years, it's the first time you've ever kissed me.
I wanted you to know that you haven't lived in vain.
Announce my song.
I don't have to fight a one. I always have to announce your song, and I don't want to.
You don't want to announce my song?
No.
Okay, then just announce the song.
Okay.
When that woman gets here, let me do all the talking. I've been noticing you. You're jittery and nervous. You'll probably say the wrong thing and blow the whole thing.
But Ralph.
No, but Ralph. Just let me do the talking. You're too nervous.
Ralph, that's her.
You talk to her. I'm going in the bedroom.
Ralph!
Remember Sid Stone, the sidewalk pitch man who used to run out on stage, roll up his sleeves? He sounded something like this. You say something's missing. You say you want more, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you the wonder of his time, the video great of 48, the King Kong of comedy, Mr. Terrific, Mr. Tuesday Night, Mr. Television. Oh, I see my time is up. I'll see you later, pal, in front of the appliance store.
number one television star, the man who reaches the boiling point every Tuesday night, Milton Berle.
That's what you are. You look beautiful.
You think I look like Esther Williams?
You look more like Ted Williams. Esther.
You know,
I have on a marriage girdle. I'm just itching to get out of it.
It's appropriate that the first honor of the evening should be presented to the first superstar of television, the man who ruled the networks for 8 consecutive years. He was responsible for churches changing bingo night from Tuesday to Friday. He was responsible for the sale of millions of television sets. His performance record and popularity may never be equaled. Ladies and gentlemen, the Academy is proud to honor Mr. Television himself, Milton Berle.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Milton.
Thank you, Bob.
Beautiful.
It's the first time a doctor ever gave me anything for nothing.
It's a pleasure.
This is quite an honor from the National Television Academy. You know, we people in show business are very, very lucky. We make our living doing what we love, and as this inscription points out, I've been doing what I love for more years than I can remember. In the 641 live hours that I've done on television, some of them were dead, there have been good times, and there have been not so good times, but I loved all of it. not all of it. But I will say, if in some little way I have contributed to an industry that has brought enjoyment to millions of people, I'm very, very grateful, ladies and gentlemen, and I say this from my heart. I wouldn't trade 1 minute of those times when you've invited me into your living rooms and allowed me to be near you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There is another form of humor called understatement, something of which I have never been accused of. For example, if you will imagine that I'm trying to hit a nail with a hammer, here's the way I would react. Are you ready? But this is the way a master of subtlety would do the same thing. Are you ready? Oh. So I say, add to this approach a wide range of versatility, a genius for satire and pantomime, and an ear for dialects that could fool the United Nations, and you have the comedian's comedian, the chaplain of television, Sid Caesar.
The people in the little town of Barlahof knew they had the finest clock in all of Europe. The people of Barlahof always looked up at the great clock when it was about to strike the hour, because their burdens always seemed lighter by the appearance of the clock's mechanical figures. What's this? Trouble with the great clock of Barlahoff? Impossible. The people of Barlahoff were shocked. The clock must be repaired before it's time for the next hour to strike. They worked frantically.
Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest of the Caesars, Sidney the First. Congratulations, Sid.
Thank you, Milton. And thank you for explaining me to me. I should have gone to you instead of my analyst.
That'll be $50, and I'll see you next week.
First of all, I would like to thank the Television Academy for this beautiful medal. Secondly, I'd like to say that I'm accepting this honor on behalf of the show of shows and the many talented friends who should be up here with me tonight. They'd be here, but unfortunately, I'm the only one who isn't working. So on behalf of Max, Carl, Howie, the writers, and my four wives, Imogene, Nanette, Janet, and Giselle, I sincerely and humbly thank you.
Zenith announces the complete color TV with everything you want in a color TV. Complete with Zenith's brilliant new Super Chromacolor picture tube, brighter and sharper than ever before. Complete with Zenith's new 100% solid-state chassis with pre-tested plug-in Dura modules. No tubes to burn out. Complete with one-button color tuning. If somebody mistunes the color, one button retunes it instantly. And complete with famous Zenith quality. It's new Zenith Super Chromacolor with a solid-state chassis, one-button color tuning, and the new Super Chromacolor picture tube. For a giant screen color picture that's even brighter and sharper than the famous Chromacolor picture that set a new standard of excellence in color TV. New Zenith Super Chromacolor, the complete color TV. At Zenith, the quality goes in before the name goes on.
Men aren't measured in terms of feet and inches.
Of course they're not.
It's what a man's got here.
I'm going after him.
No, Ralph, I wouldn't do that if I were you. It'll only make him worse.
I don't want him wandering all over town telling people I don't feed him.
Ralph, he wouldn't do that.
He's done it before. This is not the first time. You've got no idea the things he's done in this house.
Here, put it back right now. There. Just the way it was, huh? Just the way it was? Well, good old Chaz.
Sergeant?
Oh?
Howdy, I'm Will Stockdale.
Oh?
I heard what you said out there about this being your home and all, and it is a right nice barracks.
This is the way you can prove it, Doctor, once and for all.
Our lives are a small risk for such a gain, Doctor.
What's that picture of?
An embryo, it's called.
You mean we all used to look like that?
Darling. Darling.
You're late. I'm furious with you.
Late?
Well, you're late. Come on, we gotta get into this stuff.
Yeah, sure, miss, sure. Hey, I looked for you. I was afraid you wasn't gonna come.
He's here. Ain't this a lot, kid? All this, and we're gonna kill him. We're gonna just knock him dead. Well, you don't have to keep it on long, kid. You know, you just walk around a ring a couple of times, then you can take it right off. You got these long johns on underneath, see? And then you don't have to put this stuff back on until the bout's over.
Clown.
That's what he thinks. Can't you think it's out for yourself?
It's what I think, too. That's what everybody out there's gonna think. Clown. Mish, don't make me.
Tonight's Playhouse 90 presents William Saroyan's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, The Time of Your Life, written for television by A.J. Russell.
I have nothing but the most noble thoughts for both your person and your spirit.
George C. Scott.
Just seen the first 25 years of television have given us a number of first-rate dramatic shows. Outstanding among these has been the Hallmark Hall of Fame. This show has produced the most far-reaching cultural contribution ever made to the world. Now, if that sounds like an exaggeration, let me put it another way. In 1953, the Hallmark Hall of Fame presented William Shakespeare's Hamlet. That one performance was seen by more people than had ever seen Hamlet on every stage in the world in 400 years. In its 22 seasons, Hallmark Hall of Fame has reached over 2 billion viewers. It's the one show that has consistently tried to live up to its name, the Hallmark of Quality. It's presented the works of distinguished playwrights from Shakespeare to Chayefsky, and distinguished performances by actors of such stature as the Lunts, Julie Harris, Helen Hayes, Peter Ustinov, and Morris Evans.
Hear from me.
I shall not sleep waiting for your decision to be handed down.
All right, I know what I'm talking about. It wouldn't be the first time.
You want the whole arm, you want the whole man, perhaps. Fine thing to have to start the day, defending the honor of a plucked chicken. When I think, well,
What are you trying to do, turn the whole thing into a dream? And perfectly fit. What about the inside of his head? The man is ashamed to walk in the street.
But, Victor, he's gone now.
Don't tell me he's gone now. He was here then, wasn't he?
Hardly hope to see you again, my Lord of Essex, after what was vowed forever when you left.
You were unkind to remind me.
I think I also used the word forever and meant it as much, at least. Therefore, no apology. Only, just now, Penelope's lips looked the softer for kissing.
She's a foolish child.
Oh, these children have their little ways.
Must we begin with charges and countercharges when you know full well?
Do I indeed? You've been gone 8 weeks. That's a long time at court. You forget that I must live and breathe whether I see you or not. And there are other men, all fully equipped for loving and being loved.
Ladies and gentlemen, appearing tonight to accept on behalf of the Hallmark Hall of Fame, the distinguished Lady Elizabeth the Queen, Lady Macbeth, Dame Judith Anderson.
I think it should be said that none of us, actors, directors, producers, technicians would have had such a magnificent arena in which to perform had it not been for our sponsor, Mr. J.C. Hall. He had the courage of his good taste.
Judith, you remember those early days when the shows we did were live and we all had to live with our mistakes?
Oh, those were chaotic times. I don't think we could have endured it a moment if it had not been for the courage and the patience of Hallmark Hall of Fame's brilliant producer-director, my dear friend George Schaefer. For all those gifted people that made the Hallmark Hall of Fame a television miracle, may I say simply, thank you.
There's a lot of tradition in this town and a lot of pride. Houses like ours have been here a long time, but they're solid, built to last. Like our old black and white Zenith television set up in the front bedroom. Remember that old round picture? We've had it for years. Still works like a charm. I guess it's the way they build Zenith that sold us on our new Chromacolor TV. And look at the new Chromacolor picture. Sharp and clear. That's not all. Watch. If somebody foozles the color, you just poke this one button and the picture's perfect again. You just feel good about owning a Zenith.
Different people have different reasons for buying the new Zenith Chromacolor, but there's one thing they share, Zenith confidence, knowing you can't buy a better TV. At Zenith, the quality goes in before the name goes on. In a recent nationwide survey, independent TV servicemen named one brand of color TV by more than 2-1 over the next best brand as needing fewest repairs, Zenith. And they named one brand more than any other as being easiest to fix, Zenith. Maybe that's why more TV servicemen prefer to own Zenith than any other brand. At Zenith, the quality goes in before the name goes on.
We'll be right back as Zenith presents a salute to television's 25th anniversary with John Wayne, Lucille Ball, Bob Hope, and many more after station identification.
The year, 1884. The place, Abilene. A frightened town looking down the barrel of a Colt 45, held by a sidewinder named Doc McCutcheon. He owned the newspaper, the sheriff, and the saloon. If you worked in Abilene, you worked for McCutcheon. One dusty day, a stranger rode into Abilene. No one knew where he came from or where he was headed. Some said he was the man who cleaned up Dodge. Others said he'd shot a man in Durango. No matter what you'd heard, you could tell by his eyes, he was fast. The kind of dude who started any trouble, but if it started, you can bet he'd finish it. Yahoo! Her name was Lily. Her profession was the oldest. But make no mistake about it, she was a lady. Nobody in town ever did catch his name, but whenever the folks talk about Lily or Doc McCutcheon, you know they're thinking about that stranger. All they ever knew about him was he came out of nowhere, gave them back their town, and when he left, he was heading north.
Mr. John Wayne.
You know, I've seen a lot of westerns in my time, a lot of western streets. But that's the first time I've ever seen the bad guys wearing ballet slippers. There's a street like this in every studio in Hollywood, and there's a good reason for it. Westerns are the bread and butter of the business. Names like Wyatt Earp, Dodge City, and Jesse James belong to all of us. They're part of our folklore, and they're part of the Late Late Show, too. Almost any night of the week, I can watch a younger, skinnier me kissing his horse and patting his girl. But I've changed all that. I don't care how sophisticated or smart you think you are. Most of you out there enjoy a good shoot 'em up. That's why television started out with shows for little kids like Hopalong Cassidy and The Lone Ranger and grew up to Gunsmoke and Bonanza for us big kids. Now, the difference between the two is in kid westerns, you shoot the bad guy. And in an adult western, you talk him to death.
Cloud of dust and a hearty high-o silver.
Now, whoever done the shooting, they're mighty careless with their,
You making a sport out of love.
Bounty hunter?
Ever seen this man?
No!
Get out.
Don't bluff me, Cheyenne.
Well, what happened was regrettable, but you don't change your whole method of law enforcement because of one incident.
Well, they tried to talk to the Morrissey bunch. Where'd it get them?
All right, let him go.
Man needs kidding.
I said let him go.
Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name's Wayne. Some of you may have seen me before. I hope so. I've been kicking around Hollywood a long time. I've made a lot of pictures out here. All kinds. And some of them have been westerns. And that's what I'm here to tell you about tonight. A western. A new television show called Gunsmoke. No, I'm not in it. I wish I were, though. Because I think it's the best thing of its kind that's come along. I hope you'll agree with me. It's honest, it's adult, it's realistic. When I first heard about the show Gunsmoke, I knew there was only one man to play in it. James Arness. He's a young fella and maybe new to some of you, but I've worked with him and I predict he'll be a big star. So you might as well get used to him like you've had to get used to me. And now I'm proud to present my friend Jim Arness in Gunsmoke.
Those were mighty kind words, Duke. Well, if I'd have known the show was going to be such a big success, I'd have done it myself.
Well, I wish you had. Then I could have done Hondo, The Alamo, and True Grit and won an Oscar.
Well, when you put it that way, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Duke. And speaking for the Gunsmoke family, we're proud to be one of the two Western shows singled out by the Television Academy. We thank you. Here, I'd just like to say a word or two about this man, John Wayne. Not only did he talk the network into testing me for Gunsmoke, but he talked them into using me. And then to make sure the show got off the ground, he insisted on making that promotional film you just saw. That's what I call a friend.
I had to do something. Get you out of pictures. You're bigger than I am.
Well, taller maybe.
There's another Western being honored tonight. In 12 years, it's established itself as one of the most popular and successful series on television. I had nothing to do with it, except that I'm one of the 400 million people in the world who watch it every week. Of course, I'm talking about Bonanza. And here on behalf of the show, the father knows best of the West, Lorne Greene. Daddy.
Thank you, Big John. Oh, incidentally, Jim Arness isn't the only one who has a story about you in television. You know, the first year the Emmy Awards were broadcast, they had a very tough time finding a sponsor. I guess they'd heard that the Duke here was a very soft touch because they talked him into picking up the tab.
Well, that isn't as big a thing as you make it sound. In those days, the whole show cost about as much as that sign back there. All kidding aside, Lorne, congratulations to you and Bonanza, and continued good luck.
This is very much an honor. And when I look at this medallion, I'm reminded that it was actually almost 14 years ago when we started Bonanza. The Cartwrights were just a bunch of actors who barely knew each other. Our Stetsons were very new. Our boots weren't broken in. But before too long, everything eased up, and we became a family. So on behalf of all of us in the Bonanza family, I accept this honor with only one regret, that Dan Blocker can't be here to share it with us. Thank you.
Channel 7. A little louder. A little softer. A Channel 5.
For those who don't have a butler, Zenith suggests Space Command Remote Control. It changes channels. It changes sound levels. It even turns your TV off or on without wires or batteries. Space Command Remote Control is available in a full range of screen sizes, and it's now standard equipment in the new Zenith Space Command line.
Channel 2. A little louder.
At Zenith, the quality goes in before the name goes on.
The year, 1940. The place, New York City. A nervous metropolis where the waterfront was run by a rat named Darrow. He owned the Union, five or six sleazy dockside bars, and a couple of corrupt cops. If you wanted to stay alive on the waterfront, you worked for Darrow. One rainy day, a no-nonsense kind of guy drove into town. Some said he was a rebel cop out of Chicago. Others swore he was an ex-con from Leavenworth. No matter what you thought you'd heard, you could tell by the way the man moved. He had all the bets covered. He was a man opposed to violence, but if a situation presented itself, no more violent man existed. Her name was Sally. Her place of business, the streets. But I'll tell you one thing, she was a dame you could count on. Nobody on the docks ever caught his John Doe. But whenever the night people whisper about Sally or Darrow, you know they're thinking about that rebel cop. All they ever knew about him was that he was a loner who came from nowhere, did what had to be done. And when he left, his sedan disappeared into the mist of the West Side Highway.
Mr. Ephraim Z. Zimbalist Jr.
I'm sure you noticed from that production number starring George Chakiris that there are many similarities between Westerns and detective shows. Both have the good guys and the bad guys, the chase scenes, the fight scenes. Of course, in a detective show, the horse is a helicopter and the saloon a supper club. But it isn't a great Western without a shootout on Main Street or an exciting detective show without a chase through a deserted warehouse. For 25 years, from Martin Caine to Adam 12, Law and Order have prevailed, at least on television. Here are some fast-moving scenes from a few of those shows.
Too many people get ideas about private investigators from movies and books.
It's a good thing for you, Blackie, that you're in your compartment.
I told you I don't know anything about it.
Come on out now, your hands up and nobody's gonna hurt you.
Mr. Commissioner Gallup.
The FBI now.
You're going to die.
Well, the case interests me.
I'll need a few more details.
Attention all units.
These jobs are being pulled by women.
Women, burglars?
Do you listen to me or do you get yourself another lawyer?
One, this is McGarrett. Go!
There are 8 million stories in the Naked City. This has been one of them.
I guess the best-known policeman in the world is Sergeant Joe Friday. Of course, he's the star of Dragnet, a show that has been a part of our lives for the past 20 years, an amazing record. Jack Webb was the first to treat the peace officer as a three-dimensional man instead of a flat-footed buffoon. And although no effort was spared in his demand for authenticity, he never lost sight of the humor, the pathos, the humanity of the policeman. This medallion is presented tonight to Jack Webb. And accepting for Mr. Webb and Dragnet, it is my privilege to present to you one of California's most wanted men, Chief of the Los Angeles Police Department, Edward M. Davis. Pleasure for me to present this award to you.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to accept this on behalf of Jack Webb. Jack discovered the police as a rich source of drama and entertainment. Mr. Webb believed in the police, and he kept his faith in them. He knows that for a free society to survive, the police and the public must understand and respect one another. Jack has done more to bring about this understanding than any other man. Thank you for honoring him.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing the Zenith Trendsetters. Everything from a wallet-style radio that plays open or closed to a self-charging table radio that converts into a portable. Even a digital circle of sound clock radio that surrounds you with sound. See all the new trendsetters from Zenith, where the quality goes in before the name goes on.
Joni and I really like the city. But, you know, we're just starting out. And when it came to getting a color TV, we wanted one that wouldn't give us a lot of trouble. My parents had good luck with Zenith. But that's not the only reason we got it. Look at that picture. We must have compared color TVs in a dozen stores. But this Zenith has a new picture tube that, well, it just stands out.
Different people have different reasons for buying a Zenith, like the new Super Chroma Color picture tube. Zenith discovered a way to enlarge the color dot area and still fully illuminate the dots on a black background to bring you a 19-inch color picture that's even brighter and sharper than the famous Chroma Color picture that set a new standard of excellence in color TV.
You just feel right about owning a Zenith.
Zenith confidence, knowing you can't buy a better TV. At Zenith, the quality goes in before the name goes on.
How do? I'm Dave Garraway. In the 90 minutes allotted this program, there is no way to pay adequate tribute to all of these 121 recipients of this Silver Anniversary Medallion. Bear in mind that this honor is bestowed by the National Television Academy of Arts and Sciences in recognition of the distinguished contributions throughout the first 25 years of television. Now, in this day when we tend to take this miracle pretty much for granted, let us take a moment to try and comprehend the really incomprehensible, to understand the enormity of television. Now, looking behind the image that you're watching this very moment, there are more than 125 skilled technicians operating 6 electronic color cameras and incredibly squeezing my image through some 20 miles of cable to a maze of rheostats and relays and transmitters, which in turn project my voice and picture from this stage into your living room. This impressive representation of television archives indicates roughly the amount of film and tape and scripted material consumed by the insatiable appetite of television in only 1 week. The incredible fact is that behind the electronic and creative is a whole army of skilled craftsmen who are versatile enough to turn imagination into reality. Overnight, they can and do build a Taj Mahal, the Tower of London, Noah's Ark. The carpenter shops use enough lumber to construct in one season 500 houses, perhaps. The paint shops use enough paint to weatherproof Cape Cod. And the electrical power used to light these creations on any given day is enough to heat all the swimming pools in Palm Springs for an entire winter. From actor to prop man, from producer to seamstress, from writer to cameraman, and from director to cable puller, this ill-assorted guard functions together with the precision of a well-knit team. Each member is dependent on the other. And so tonight, the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences National Honor Roll also recognizes those craftsmen and technicians who have innovated and contributed significantly to this most penetrating of all entertainment media. And the Academy honors these talented people tonight with sincere admiration and a humble thank you. And the Academy honors these talented people tonight with sincere admiration and a humble thank you.
The Smothers Brothers.
Thank you very much. I would like to thank the Television Academy for allowing my brother and me to be part of this great occasion. So on this television's 25th anniversary, we salute you.
That was very well put.
Thank you, Tommy. Now you say something nice about television.
Okay. But first, I'd like to mention that there are those who criticize television, calling it the idiot box, the boob tube, the intellectual vacuum, programming
Tommy,
to the lowest
common... Tommy,
don't
be negative. Don't be so negative.
It's not me, Dickie. It's them who was saying that.
Oh, them.
Yeah, not only that, Newton Minow said that television was a vast wasteland, an arid desert where creativity cannot... Mason Williams, whom you know personally, said it lacks poetry and that television is a pimp for big business.
Tommy, I want to know your opinions.
What about the...
Your original thoughts.
Violence.
I don't care about the commission. What does Tom Smothers say about television?
You mean,
your opinion.
Personally?
Personal opinion.
I can't approve on what they've already said. But I salute you anyway.
Harry Reasoner.
If in the past quarter century, television has grown to any level of maturity, it is perhaps most evident in the area of news and special events reporting. In spite of pressures from personalities and institutions hypersensitive to analysis, television news has managed to break out of the confines of the newsroom into the world and beyond, holding an electronic mirror up to society, reflecting the good and the bad with a high degree of responsibility and objectivity. The one man who, by his repertorial ability and his moral integrity, set the standard for modern news broadcasters was Edward R. Murrow. It was my privilege to know Ed Murrow well enough to like him, respect him, and learn much from him. How can I best characterize Edward R. Murrow? For one thing, he was a true communicator. I've never forgotten that on his office wall hung this quotation from Thoreau: "It takes two to speak the truth, one to speak and the other to hear." First, last, and always, he was a reporter. He allowed his audience to be the analyst. He was a man of conscience, constantly mindful that television's power to influence is an awesome thing. A retrospective of his show, See It Now and Person to Person, should be required viewing for all of us as prime examples of courage and incisive reporting. Edward R. Murrow was the man who had the professional responsibility to oppose Senator Joseph McCarthy. He was also the man who had the grace and good humor to present the Duchess of Windsor playing jacks on the drawing room table. He was equally at ease in revealing the human side of movie stars, heads of state, barefoot wrestlers, or princes of the church. During the Blitz, his words, "This is London," brought into vivid focus the violent realities of war. Through the years, he investigated subjects ranging from the destructive capabilities of an intercontinental missile to the results of a local school board election in Jefferson County, Colorado. It was his opinion that by focusing on one small aspect of a larger issue, he brought it into sharper focus.
Fidel Castro, aren't you a little frightened?
Well, really, not frightened, because I have self-confidence.
It's all live, there's no film.
I do know, of course, we're all concerned about the drop in farm prices, which was a preliminary, as you remember, to the Depression in 1929.
I notice you mentioned two directors.
Yes, because the director usually has a good story, a good director.
As Alexander Kendrick said in his biography of this great man, his program shook up America by questioning, arousing, and stimulating, and helped the television medium fulfill its potential. They were on the side of history, perhaps of the angels.
Accepting on behalf of his brother, Mr. Dewey Murrow.
Thank you, Mr. Reisner. In accepting this honor, if Ed wanted me to say anything more than thank you to the people in television, I think it would be to remind you of the terrible responsibility that is yours for what you say and what you do, what you show. Your media must surely be the most powerful single influence on the human race. We pray you use it wisely.
How to enjoy perfectly balanced stereo anywhere in the room. Zenith's new dual dimension circle of sound stereo. The highs come out here, the lows come out here, to drive the sound up, down, and all around. You're surrounded with perfectly balanced stereo anywhere in the room. Zenith's new dual dimension circle of sound. You'll never have to face the music again.
To recreate the beauty of fine music, it takes the world's finest home stereo console. Zenith Natural Sound Stereo lets you hear every note, the total range of dynamic stereo sound from a completely sealed air suspension speaker system. If you appreciate fine music, don't settle for less than Zenith Natural Sound Stereo.
Good evening, Maestro.
At Zenith, the quality goes in before the name goes on.
Your Hit Parade. An accurate, authentic tabulation of the top tunes all over America, as determined by your Hit Parade survey, which checks the bestsellers in sheet music, phonograph records, the songs most heard on the air, and the songs most played on the automatic coin machine. Your Hit Parade. Now, the hit songs of the week with Eileen Wilson, Snooky Lanson, Giselle McKenzie, Russell Arnes, and the Hit Paraders and Dancers. Sailing into the number five spot this week, Eileen Wilson and the Hit Parade Singers and Dancers welcome Shrimp Boats.
Shrimp boats is a common, the sails are inside. Shrimp boats is a common, there's dancing tonight. Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home? Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home? Shrimp boats is a common, there's dancing tonight.
Number 3. Making its 14th appearance on Your Hit Parade, Russell Arms is in a dilemma as he sings Shanghai.
Why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. Why did I holler I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. I'm right around the corner in a phone booth, and I want to be with you, want to be with you. Want to be with you tonight.
A Hit Parade Extra. There's romance in the air as the Hit Parade singers and dancers give out the good news, love is sweeping the country.
Love is sweeping the country. Waves are hugging the shore. All the sexes from Maine to Texas have never felt such love before. See them purring and cooing like the birdies above. Love is sweeping the country. There's never been so.
Number 2. This week we find Giselle McKenzie checking her bank balance as she asks the musical question, how much is that doggy in the window?
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that puppy's for sale. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. You can't take a goldfish for a walk.
How much is that doggy with a waggly tail? I do hope that puppy's for sale.
Number 1. The top tune of the week, the song the survey finds in first place. This sprightly tune is once again acclaimed as champion from coast to coast. Snooky Lanson and the song that wears the winner's crown for the third consecutive week, This Old House.
This old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor, ain't got time to all the hinges or to mend the window panes. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to leave the sale.
Mr. Jimmy Durante.
Thanks, Gazelle, Snooky, Russell, and Eileen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I was selected by the producers of this extravaganza as an expert of music and variety because, as everybody knows, I got an ear for music and a nose for variety. Through the years, there have been a lot of great shows. Some of them, I wasn't even on. Let's look at a few. Mr. Projectionist, roll them.
This is your old Indian sportscaster.
Thank you, good folks, for coming by to see us.
I'll see you.
I can't wake him too hard. He's the sponsor's son.
Thanks again.
I'll be there.
Are you a man or are you a monkey?
One-woman show for the past 10 years.
Oh, yep, that's right. One woman and producers, directors, choreographers, two stage managers, four guest stars.
Somebody asks what program you're listening to, don't forget.
And I would just personally like to say, bah, bah!
16 singers and dancers, not to mention the man who gives me moi lessons.
Weren't they fantastic? But you know what's amazing, folks? With all the great variety personalities through the years, there was only one female singer who would stood the test of time. The songbird of the South, Miss Diana Shaw.
I love you.
Diana, none of that long distance loving for me. Come here.
Makeup.
I'm sorry if I bruised you. You know, I know that kiss may not mean much down here, but if we was in Greenland, we'd be married.
Listen, with that kiss, we might be married in Greenland, but if we was in Greenpoint, you'd be arrested for assault with a deadly weapon.
Diana, you have hurt me to the quick. And I can't work with a hurt quick.
Well, I wouldn't want you to. Jimmy, you know I love you. And I mean, I wouldn't change a hair on your hat.
And I wouldn't change a note in that beautiful throat. Here, Diana.
Thank
you deserve it.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
I am very grateful to the Academy for this honor. We were very excited and proud of the Chevy shows while we were doing them. And in retrospect, today, I'm just as proud of them. We were new and we felt we were making a contribution. We were live and our main motivation was fear. When I look around at all the fine television shows today, and I see members of our Chevy staff and cast and crew, it makes me proud all over again. I accept this for them and for me. Thank you. Of course, when you mention musical contributions over the past 25 years, there's another singer who must be mentioned. Listen to this.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack
Mr. Frost
nipping at your nose. Mona Lisa.
Nat was the Jackie Robinson of television. He was the first black man to have his own show. Every time he stepped in front of a camera, he showed us that black was beautiful.
In return.
Nat was what was known as a beautiful person, and it was a real pleasure to have known him. Of course, no one knew him better than his lovely widow, Maria Cole DeVore.
very nice things you just said about Nat.
Well, you know I meant every word of it.
I know you did. Being remembered like this would have made Nat very happy. It brings to mind those days in 1956 when NBC took the chance of programming the Nat King Cole show. It's true, Nat was the first black man to have his own show. But what's more important is that he wasn't the last. So for Nat, our children, and all of his fans, thank you for remembering.
That's a lot of friends, a lot of songs, and a lot of memories. Oh, it's a long, long way from May to December, but the days grow short. You reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. All the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you.
My great-grandfather lived on this street, and you had to get up early to skin that old Yankee.
I'm pretty much the same way. I look into things before I buy. I talk to people, I read up on it, I find out. I want to know I'm getting something I can depend on. I bought a Zenith color TV. Everybody who sees it talks about the brilliant new chromacolor picture. But I'll tell you about something you can't see. This one's all solid state. It's built to last a long time.
Different people have different reasons for buying a Zenith, and the new solid-state chassis is an important one. It's cool running, no tubes to burn out, and each one of these plug-in Dura modules is pre-tested for long TV life.
I know I can depend on Zenith.
Zenith confidence. Knowing you can't buy a better TV. At Zenith, the quality goes in before the name goes on.
Mr. Rod Serling.
In 1948, out of the twilight zone of the newspaper world, came a man often referred to as a television phenomenon. He starred in one of television's longest-running variety shows. Yet he couldn't sing, he couldn't dance, and he wasn't funny. But he didn't have to be, for Ed Sullivan had a greater talent, the ability to anticipate the public's taste. Remember Johnny Ray crying? The first television appearance of the Beatles? Frankie Lane and Mule Train?
I was named the Great Stone Face of 1949.
And Broadway's Julie Andrews. He gave us excitement, elegance, eccentricity.
Now, in our audience tonight is one of the fine singing stars of Broadway, now starving.
Crosby and Gennaro. Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Powerful, Rocky Marciano.
Molto onorato, la americana pubblica rinimaia nas.
From the White House, the President of the United States.
Thank you, Mr. Sullivan.
Wait till Silva gets me on the phone after this show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the toast of the town, Mr. Ed Sullivan.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Rod?
It's a distinct pleasure for me, Ed, to present you with this honor. A small token of thanks for your really big, and I mean really big, contribution to television over the past 25 years. Congratulations.
Thank you, Rod. Thank you very, very much. And I'd like to share this recognition with all of those talented stars and personalities who appeared on our show for these many memorable years. As a stage-struck newspaper man, I always considered myself part of the audience. And if an act made me laugh or tapped my foot or gave me a thrill, I hoped that it would do the same for you. Now, sometimes I figured wrong, and you laugh when you should have been thrilled or tapped your foot when you should have been laughing. But most of the time, we were together. And I'd like to thank the Academy for this honor. But most of all, I want to thank you, the audience, for tuning in all those really big shows.
One of the true marks of a superstar in show business is when the world recognizes you by the mere mention of your first name. If you say the name Bob to a housewife in Des Moines or a GI in Vietnam, it can mean only one man, Bob Hope. By the same token, if you say Lucy in any language in any country of the world, it can only mean television's first lady, Lucille Ball.
I don't know how Truman and MacArthur feel about each other, but one left the Waldorf just as the other one entered. That was 3 days ago, and the revolving door is still spinning. Mary, I love you.
Then why are you holding your own hand?
I love me, too.
I took the way.
Well, here we are in Russia. You know, I've never been in this part of Texas before. And, of course, this morning I got thrown out of the Kremlin. There was a star in the door, and I thought it was my dressing room. And it's so refreshing to meet a Republican who isn't running for president.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lucy and Bob. Lucy?
Gee, you sound just like you do in those headache commercials.
Take two of these and a glass of water and call me in the morning.
Where does it say spooky writer tells jokes?
Oh, you know, this is beautiful.
Yeah, I'd love it. Thanks, Rod, and thanks to the Academy.
And thanks to all of you out there.
You know, Lucy, this show proves that there's a lot of TV worth watching.
Oh, I agree. I just love watching The Late Late Show.
Yeah, me too.
Where else could I be 25 for 25 years?
On your reruns. You know I'm kidding, Lucy. You're the most beautiful woman in Hollywood.
How sweet.
And you have been for many years.
Well, thank you, Bob. That's quite a compliment considering you started as a stuntman for Francis X. Bushman.
Lucy, I'd like to be serious for a moment.
Don't risk it.
Say goodnight, Lucy.
Goodnight, Lucy. thanks for the good times.
Yeah, thanks for the memories.
What evil lurks in the hearts of men, the shadow knows.
A generation of Americans grew up listening to this 1935 Zenith radio.
It might still be around and still working because it was built to keep on working a long, long time. So is this 1949 Zenith TV. To a lot of people, it became an old friend you could depend on. That's why it stayed around for so many years. Today, the people at Zenith still believe in bringing you products that are worth the money you spend for them. Products you can enjoy listening to and looking at for a long, long time. You see, we want to keep the promise we began making in 1927. At Zenith, the quality goes in before the name goes on.
How sweet it was, how sweet. The walk on the moon was sweet. Bernstein's bassoon was sweet. Every laugh, every year. Oh, what a treat it was. Oh, how complete it was. 25 wonderful years.
In that relatively short span of time, television has made us more aware of the world. And through this awareness, we've become more concerned with each other's problems. We pray that this communication will lead us to greater understanding in the next 25 years. Whatever the future holds, we'll all be watching together. So for the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, good night.
This salute to television's 25th anniversary has been brought to you by Zenith, the standard of excellence in radio, in stereo, and in television. At Zenith, the quality goes in before the name goes on.
Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
This is Dick Tufeld speaking.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.
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 See you again next week.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you,
buddy.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
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 Good night, everybody.